Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How are you doing this evening?
Okay. What's up?
Wonderful. Well, I'm not selling anything. I'm actually conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. That's all. You think you can help
okay.
me with this one real quick?
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, are you where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone, so I'm going to make this quick as possible. You really appreciate the time.
Yep.
Okay, great. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you'll probably not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Okay, wonderful. And do you mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 40.
Okay. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask a race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American
white.
Indian, mix. Okay, cool.
White, yeah.
Okay, cool. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And I would like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, ideas using the scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. 50 means not particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. There is no opinion. Well, if you have no opinion or never heard of a person, just let me know. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Don't worry. And how about public charter schools?
No, I don't know what they are.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Let's say 30.
Okay. Spare me one moment. 30, okay. What about critical race theory, or CRT?
I have no idea what that is.
Your local school board.
50.
Okay. Donald Trump.
5.
Okay. And Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
50.
Okay. Public schools?
70.
Okay. Public school teachers?
50.
Okay. Wonderful. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Would you say?
I don't know. I don't know what a charter school is. So.
Okay. Public school. Okay. So. Okay. No worries. And how important do you think that is it for public schools to prepare students from each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics from 0 to 10. 10 meaning very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 meaning somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, or 0 not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. First one is our responsibilities and democracy, the importance of civic engagement in voting.
In voting?
In voting.
Oh, in voting. Oh, 7.
7? Okay. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
5.
Okay. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
5.
Okay. Truthfully understand all the American history, the good and the bad.
3.
Okay. Become more organized and have structure.
10.
Okay. Provide basic life skills in handling finance and budgeting.
10.
Okay. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the amount of public schools education?
Not enough.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race thinking or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay. As you may have heard, the critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with that CRT bans? Strongly agree.
I don't know
some
what
agrees.
It is. Okay. I don't know what it is.
Don't worry. All right. And how much have you heard or seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Oh, very little. Yeah.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
What was the middle one?
Somewhat
agree, yeah.
Okay. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students at all politics viewpoints without censorship.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of ideas that some say will help improve quality of public schools. For each, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Somewhat opposed.
Yeah. Okay. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And increasing teacher pay.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization and Black experience in America and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Okay. I'm going to read some arguments that others may make about education in America. Please rate using scale from 0 to 10. 10 is very convincing argument. 5 is somewhat convincing. 0, not convincing at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. First one says, history teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history will not diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans. But they
I have
also
no idea what you said. I'm sorry. It's way too much for me. You must be exhausted. I'm really tired of this, but I feel bad for you. So I'm just going to keep going with it. But I have no idea what you said. You lost me. It was too much.
All right, cool. I'm going to just read, like, the first part. I'm going to just read it out real quick. History teachers have responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of a nation and the world we live in. So when radical politics, yeah. So is that, like, convincing argument or not?
Yeah. Okay. They should.
Okay, very convincing. Okay.
Yeah.
We're almost done here, so no worries. Appreciate that. last year, the American Liberty Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023, likely to break that record again. Most of these books targeted included LGBTQ characters of color, discuss themes like racism. We know that history on the road of triumph starts to censorship and books banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Is that convincing argument or not convinced at all? Or somewhat?
No, not convinced, no.
Okay. And those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically in most life's difficult questions. If a child doesn't have these conversations in school, how can you expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults?
I'm sorry, I can't. How do you do this all day long?
I know. All right.
You just put in your own.
No, I can't do it. Let me just give me a number from 1-0 to 10. I mean, is this convincing or something?
Just put five.
Okay, cool.
You put five for everything else. I'm so tired. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right. Well, let me just finish up this one before we get to the technical one. So I can go ahead and just
What? No, come on. I don't want to do this anymore. This is too much. This is really too much. Like, I'm tired now. All right. Thanks. I'm sorry.
No worries. All right.
Good luck. I can't do it anyway.
I got you. Bye. It's all good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I don't blame her at all. I mean, it's long. I guess it has a lot of things. I guess not. Because no one's answering. I need to know.